Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.
Smooth.
Drama.
All right. Welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. And I, ladies and gentlemen, would love to hear from you. So if you want to give me a call, 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. You can also get in direct contact with me by going to the Smooth Drama site, smoothdrama.com. If you go to smoothdrama.com, we have a chat room right there. The live anonymous chat room. You can go in, speak your piece, speak your clout, say what you got to say, and be all anonymous. You ain't got to log in. You ain't got to do none of that. It gives you a name yourself. So you can just go in there and be Peppermint Patty. You can be Scooby-Doo. You can be whoever you want to be in the Smooth Drama chat room. We want you to be all that you can be, without getting yourself shot up in the name of a rich dude that you don't know. See how smooth that is? That's why it's Smooth Drama. Anyway, once again, smoothdrama.com. Jump up in the chat room and be all the chatter you can be. We live. We interact live. It's all good. If you're on Facebook, you can ask to get into the Smooth Drama group, myself or Mr. J, he of the Valentine's Day Hangover, will give you access to the Smooth Drama group. Once again, on Facebook, ask to get into the Smooth Drama group, and we shall let you in. Because we are the party of inclusiveness. That's how we roll it. And pretty much anywhere you find Smooth Drama, add us, we'll add you back, and we can talk a taste. This and that, sneakers, the hats, all kinds of stuff. It's, if you've listened to the show before, you know that I have a broad range of things I love to talk about, especially the more flabbergasting, more scrumptiouser apocalypse. Because where would we be if we were not in the middle of the apocalypse? And all the craziness that has, well, actually not has, but comes with the apocalypse. For example, over in the United Kingdom and pretty much few other Western nations, their healthcare professionals are trying to change the term breast milk to chest milk. One particular hospital in the United Kingdom made headlines for changing the term breast milk to human milk. It's supposedly an effort to be more inclusive to transgender and non-binary parents. I don't get it. Transgender and non-binary parents aren't included. Don't they have breasts? I mean, I have breasts. They're not big breasts, thankfully, but they're breasts nonetheless. Like, I have nipples. They're not big nipples, but they're nipples nonetheless. So, breast milk to chest milk or human milk in order to be more inclusive. I mean, we're in the middle, and this apocalypse exasperates all foolishness and brings it boiling up to the surface, right? Chest milk, breast milk. Why can't it be breast milk? You're transgender, you have breasts. Oh, milk doesn't come out of your breasts. You still have breasts. But we just want to keep making it harder and harder. And so 5 years from now, folks are going to be mad at you for saying breast milk. Why you got to say breast milk? Don't you know that's offensive? Why you just can't say chest milk or human milk? So, in the spirit of that, I can't really argue, because we know milk is nourishment and provides life, right? So I just thought, well, I guess if we're just being specific about the milk and where it comes from, do we also talk about things that have been, kind of hinted at as milk? Like, do we talk about vagina milk? Do we talk about penis milk? Where are we going to stop? I don't know. But, yeah. I'm just going to say breast milk and stay there. All the other chest milk and human milk and wherever else you want to say it comes from, to make some people feel comfortable where there shouldn't be any discomfort. I didn't know that we was making folks feel bad because they don't have milk coming out of their breasts. Maybe it's something new that I haven't heard yet, but I swear, I'm waiting to hear it. Like, oh man, those transgenders, they ain't even got breast milk. They got chest milk. I don't think folks is talking like that. Just gonna say it. I don't think folks is talking like that. But it's just me. Maybe it's something, and this show is dedicated to, I want to dedicate this show to the ladies out there. This is a shout out to y'all. This is y'all's show. We gonna deal with female issues today, for the most part. Maybe. And I want to start in Japan. So in Japan, the ruling party there, they had an issue. They said that, and this is Tokyo's Olympic chiefs saying women talk too much at meetings. And so Japan's ruling party wants women at the key meetings, but only if they don't talk. So he said it's important for the party female members to look at the party's decision making process. Just don't talk. You can't speak. Female observers can't speak during the meeting, but you can submit opinions separately to the secretariat office. I know some folks may not see the humor in that, but I think it's hilarious. We want as many women as possible in the meeting. Just make sure you don't say a goddamn word. that right there, that's top five dead or alive. I'm sorry. It's galling, yes, but it's funny as hell, because he said that in public. He said that in public. It's sort of like my situation with Brown Sugar. So, unbeknownst to her, I fed her some post-hypnotic words. So I know some of you are like, hey, we don't really hear from Brown Sugar on Tuesdays no more. So I'm going to tell you why. So I fed her some post-hypnotic words. So whenever she hears, I'm Rick James, bitch, she forgets the show number and doesn't call in. Now, obviously, you would say, that's crazy. So, but what if she's watching the Chappelle Show reruns and she hears that? And I will say, this is what I do on Thursdays. So, there's a phrase that shakes her out of it. And it is, lick my toe jam. So, I'll either text her, lick my toe jam, or if we happen to get a chance to talk on the phone that day, I'll say lick my toe jam. Automatically it registers. She can't, and don't worry, people, she can't see it because it's a post-hypnotic suggestion, right? It just goes in and out, and then boom, it's gone, and then she'll call in on Thursday. So essentially, she's my MK Ultra Manchurian Candidate co-host. So, watch how y'all talking in the chat room. Because if I say, I'm Rick James, bitch, it could be on. Just saying. Now that I done got that out the way, I'm going to talk about why I hate Valentine's Day. And when I say hate, I know hate is a strong word. And folks are like, you anti-love, you anti-emotions. It's a beautiful holiday. Blah, 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 blah. And I'm saying, some parts of Valentine's Day is cool, right? You know, people, it supposedly it's the day that brings people together. But supposedly is the key word. Because I say, nah, if you really, really look at it, it's one of those days, it's a lot of pressure. It's a lot of pressure. So, for example, you're at work, you ain't got no flowers, or you ain't get no candy, or you don't have you had to put some makeup on your neck because you had a hickey on your neck if you're younger, whatnot, or some people older and like hickeys on their neck. I'm just saying, no judgment. But if you don't have that, folks look at you sideways. Or you feel that pressure, and so then you may or may not make some calls and texts to people who you probably shouldn't be hanging out with. You're okay, y'all like, but you call them anyway because, hey, it's Valentine's Day, and we got to make this day special, right? Because we got to show how much we care for each other, right? And so issues right there. It's so commercial. I mean, like, yes, you know, it's beautiful. You give folks chocolate, flowers, whatnot. But we know that in some situations, if your flower game, if your card game, candy game, you don't have that master plan going, it can mess some stuff up. So all year, y'all good. And then February 14th. It's done. You're done. Because you just ain't do it right. So all the good work you put in don't mean nothing if you ain't handle it on the 14th. And I'm saying, it's a pagan holiday. And just like all pagan holidays, yes, I know. Y'all like pagan, what? Yes. It used to be called Lupercalia. You know I'm into this stuff. It used to be called Lupercalia. And what happened on Lupercalia? Lupercalia is way cooler. Why? Because, one, Lupercalia was actually on the 15th. It wasn't the 14th. Okay. So now, and what they did on Lupercalia, let's look at it. They used to sacrifice male goats or goats and a dog. And so They would do like, because today is also Mardi Gras, right? It's the 16th, though. So you would put the thing on your forehead like the people do on Ash Wednesday. Tomorrow, they put that the ash on their head. They would put the blood on their head. And then they would all laugh and have a good time in a feast. And then they would cut thongs from the skin of the animal, the fur, and ran with these thongs. Yeah, see, y'all thought thongs was something new. Nah, thongs been around for a long time, homie. Anyway, you would run naked or near naked with the thong around town in an anti-clockwise direction, but naked. And so they would say the youth and the magistrates, everybody in town would run up and down through the city naked for sport, laughing and joking and striking those they meet with shaggy thongs. And many women would get in their way and present their hands to be struck, believing that the pregnant will thus be helped in delivery and barren to pregnancy. So there's a, what you want to call it, where you could be struck. It was arbitrary, right? You may or may not get to choose where you want to be struck from the gentleman with the thumb. And I'm just saying, if we look at it, that sounds way more fun. I know some of y'all, because you're like, okay, so they're running around, men running around with the thongs, naked, whatnot. But I'm a guess, undercover, a lot of you ladies is like, that's not a bad idea. And we get to go out there and meet them. And if you're cool, maybe if you got some chocolate, whatnot, you can get hit by the shaggy thong. Just saying. Now, you put it into context, and it's also on the 15th. It's also on the 15th. So guess what? The 14th is a whole day of anticipation. You get your chocolate, you get the flowers, and it's reversed, right? Because the women are like, yeah, this is my day. So even if you're single, you ain't, you know, maybe your prospects wasn't looking all that good. You can look forward to the town. And so you scope out the towns, right? If what you're looking for is in a certain town, it's like Halloween. I'm gonna go trick-or-treating in this neighborhood. So you're gonna go get your Lupercalia on in certain neighborhoods where you think, hey, my shagging prospects look and sound better here. See, I'm just saying, the pagan holiday sounds way better than what we got now. Some of you may not believe that, but if you really, really think about it, there's some thrill there. It's like you take that out, and just men and thongs, just running around. You just pick an arbitrary time. They all just running around, and then that's it. You got your thrills, and boom. It's whatever after that. Eat, drink, be merry, and shaggy thongs. Way better, in my humble opinion. I could be wrong, but I so doubt it. I so doubt that I'm wrong. I really do. But hey, that's just me. Lupercalia, y'all. I present Lupercalia. You probably wouldn't have craziness. A lot of craziness that happens on Valentine's Day or the day after Valentine's Day if it was Lupercalia. Because the day after Valentine's Day, women would be in excitement. Sticking your hands out and whatever else out, so that you can get shagged. Anyway, on that note, I'm going to break. This here is Rhapsody. Whoopee.
Yeah. Give it to me now. Give it to me now. They gon' make a sister act up. Turn my attitude back up. Get a bag, get a bag, get a bag. Cut the money up. Call the girls up for back up. Yeah. They gon' make a sister act up. Turn my attitude back up. Get a bag, get a bag, get a bag. Cut the money up. Call the girls up for back up.
variants, because they say there are seven variants now But they say they seem to be, there seem to be some variants. The majority of them are from here, the United States. So, right here in Smooth Drama, we're going to name the new variant. And I'm just thinking, since we got the Kung Flu and we've got the deadly South African variant, shit, we might as well just go and bust out and bust that redneck flu. What y'all think of the redneck flu? Y'all think redneck flu is kind of nice? Or we can have the Yankee Doodle Doo flu. No? The Patriot flu. These are all my ideas. I'm taking, before the end of the show, this is going to be it. It's going to be it. Yeah, UK. Yeah, the UK. Cool guesses in the chat room are saying, yeah, the UK, the one that's prominent here. But no, they actually said there's a variant that has sprung up here. And it's apparently from the United States. So, we got to give it a name. And so we know there's been a disproportionate amount of activity from certain communities. Confederate flag flu. Jolly Chatter says Confederate flag flu. That's a mouthful, but it's really, really cool. Confederate flag flu and redneck flu. Those are my favorites. I don't know. I'm curious what y'all think. We gonna see what y'all think. I'm gonna actually on the site and in the Smooth Drama group, I'm gonna drop a survey, a Google form survey, and we're going to vote what we're going to name the one of the variants here, because there are seven different ones. So we might as well, we can say one of them is the Confederate flag flu, because there was a lot of people that was out there with Confederate flags and no masks, right? So boom. If you think about it in that, hey, I'm guessing a lot of people with Confederate flags probably passed it along. Jim Crow Corona, that's a good, we got seven. So you know what? We can just, because we know that one of them they're going to say come from the UK. So they probably going to say fish and chips flu. But Jim Crow Corona, that's smooth. Confederate flag flu, that's smooth. And if I'm not, like jocking my own dick, redneck flu. I like redneck flu. So we got four different names. So one of them is the South African variant. One of them is from the UK. So we've named six of them, so we just need like one more good name for the seven different variants of the coronavirus. Jim Crow Corona. That is really, that. You all right, Jolly Chatter? African, no. African click, click, click. No, they already call it the South African variant. African click, 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 no. Yeah, that's not going to happen. Just not on this show. Anyway. So, yeah. Alternate universe. I know a lot of people are watching it, and a lot of people are not watching it, but it seems like more than not, a lot of people are watching WandaVision, right? And so if you're not familiar with WandaVision, it's a story about the Scarlet Witch from the Avengers, where she creates her own little pocket reality. She creates her own pocket reality, and it ends up where everybody is under control, and it's like a giant sitcom. But people are watching it on TV, and I'm like, you know, that's a cool thing. But then I just thought, man, what if we're actually the pocket dimension? We're the multiverse that's happening. Because it just seems like there's some things that are out there that are really, really different. So, for example, now y'all remember the heifer. There was a heifer. Heifer alert. Y'all call them Karen, whatnot. But there's that heifer from New York. And she was the one that was in the video talking about accusing this guy, the black bird watcher, of threatening her and her dog. You know, because he was like, hey, you gotta pick that up. So she's like, I'm going to call the police and I'm going to say a black man is threatening me. Because, you know, she knew calling a black man, calling the police on the black man, threatening the white woman, can get a black man killed. You know, she said this on video. So anyway, long story short, they dropped the charges. And so guess what? She's threatening legal consequences. She's threatening, and I'm gonna say this real quick. So after a thorough, let me use these words, an honest inquiry, the New York District Attorney's Office concluded the appropriate outcome of this matter was complete dismissal of all charges. We thank them for their integrity and agree with the outcome. And so the heifer's attorney says, many others rushed to the wrong conclusion based on inadequate investigation, and for some there may be legal consequences coming. All right. So, I'm going to breathe for a second before I go in. So, she's on video lying. Hey, I'm going to call the police and say you're attacking me. I'm going to say a black man's attacking me. Now, I've had my words that I've said about dude. I'm like, nah, man, you prosecute that shit. He's like, I just wanted to go away. And I get it to a point, because he don't want the drama. He don't want to have to go to court. He ain't want to have to go through all that. But I'm saying, now she takes it like, hey, guess what? All them people who said I was wrong, guess what? We coming for y'all. I'm like, but you lied. You lied. Your own video. Millions of people saw you lying. It's like a Lifetime movie, right? It's like a Lifetime movie. That's why I say WandaVision, right? Because it's like, okay, so we can't be in a real sane world where folks who are guilty as fuck are talking about suing folks because y'all saw me being guilty. But guess what? our system is so fucking corrupt. I got off. See, because a black man didn't want to have to go through all that and then come find out they probably going to dismiss the charges anyway. But she's coming out, sticking her chest out through her lawyer like, yeah, goddamn it, there's going to be some legal consequences. Y'all can't be charging me for shit I said and that I was going to do. Even though, yeah, that was attempted murder. For some people who don't understand that, let me repeat that again. That was attempted murder. Some people understand it, some people don't. But when a white woman calls the police on a black man and says, I'm going to lie and say you're attacking me, that is attempted murder because we all know what's going to happen. That's the reason why she said it in the first place. Because she know it's a severe, life-changing ass-whooping and or the bullets. We ain't talking about rubber bullets. We ain't talking about gas, pepper spray, none of that. Nah, you getting the hot steel. Because she was ready to lie. But, hey, legal consequences. Legal consequences. This is the most insane stuff ever. It wouldn't be that bad except for, I was like, okay. It was Senator Ron Johnson. Who said, hey, the Capitol riot didn't seem like an armed insurrection. You know? I mean, yeah. Yes, they had guns. But it's not an armed insurrection. It was just a bunch of people. And remember, we now know that it actually was not... It was not a whole bunch of white supremacists, whatnot. It was actually a bunch of Black Lives Matter activists and Antifa pretending to be white supremacists and neo-Nazis. Same thing. But that's what happened. So you know, because they said, most of the Republicans say, hey, it's more Joe Biden's fault than Trump's fault. Because, obviously, if you're Joe Biden, and it just makes sense in a Lifetime movie sort of way, that I'm going to rile up people who are going to come and kill my colleagues in the Congress and Senate and burn the certified votes and declare my opponent Donald Trump as the victor, because that's what would happen in a Lifetime movie, right? It just made sense. And you do it with all of those black people that you said wasn't black if they didn't vote for you. So you held that over their heads, right? So you start thinking about how evil and vicious and malicious Joe Biden is. When he went on the radio and said, you know what? If you not vote for me, you ain't black. So automatically all the black folks were, oh man, he right. He is so right. I mean, I almost was out in D.C. It's like, you know what? I was out there for the Million Man March, but I was like, this one is so important. It's so important. And it was all I had. It was all I had not to go. So I missed out. I could have went and took some pictures. I had my white mask on. I was going to get to be a white dude for a day. It was It's going to be smooth. It's going to be real smooth. But it didn't happen. So to all my brothers and sisters out there, that was white supremacist for a day. I'm sorry I didn't get to do that with y'all. I always tried to figure out how that felt. And so, you see, when I say it, it's silly as hell. Silly as hell, but that's what people are saying. People are saying that. Now, obviously, there's some people who say it, and they're like, they don't believe that shit. But they know there's a segment of population that do believe that shit. Because that's what we do. Black folks and Antifa. I mean, me and Brown Sugar been talking to Antifa for years. We in the group chat. Look, it's some people like the Smooth Drama group chat. Y'all know. It's all Antifa in there. It's all Antifa in there. Terrorists on the low. Okay. Got a caller. Caller, you're on the air. Tell us where you're calling from and what we can do you for.
Hi, my name is Tasha. I just called in. I'm from Philadelphia, PA. That's where I'm calling from.
Hello, Tasha.
I don't know what the topic was, so if you guys can key me in, that'd be great.
All right. I'll put you back on hold. So I was talking about how we, as black people, we fooled the whole world. Everybody thought it was white supremacists, and they didn't know the power that we had, that we had kidnapped all them white supremacists, locked them up, took all their guns, and made a bunch of masks so we can look like rednecks, and went to the Capitol. Fooled everybody. That's why they so scared of us, because they know we capable of that. Hello, just want to chat. So that's what I'm talking about. Because folks actually believe that shit. It's the funniest shit ever. I've never laughed so hard just hearing, like, wait, what? Y'all, that's what y'all believe in? Okay. All right. Just want to chat. If you go to the Smooth Drama chat room at smoothdrama.com, I think you'll find more people to talk to there. Just because you want to chat. I want to chat with you too. And on that note, you don't go on break. This is Jay Rudy Damager. Come clean.
Keep the dirty rotten camp, that's his verbal weapon, spit. gold nugget. Every time I pick up the microphone, I drug it, unplug it, or chunk with the gangster battle. Leave your nines at home and bring your skills to the battle. You're rattling on and ain't saying nothing. That's why you got snuck when your bum heads were dirty rotten. Have you forgotten? I'll tap your jaw. I also kick like Kung Fu Flick. My run short, made for speed every time I D, cause I perfect it. My drunkard style like Sam T, pseudo psycho. I play like Michael Jackson when I'm busting ass and breaking backs. Inhale the future fight aroma, B2B, and you'll wind up coma. Toast the king, I'm hard like a fifth of vodka, and bring your click, cause I'm a hard rock knocker. I gotcha, out on a limb, about to push you off the blank, let you draw your breath, but you burn the shot right. When the east is in the house, you should come up with.
Clean. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. All right. So, we got a lot to go on, right? So, first, y'all know that Fauci won $1 million? I was like, wait. Fauci won $1 million. And why did he win $1 million? Apparently, for speaking truth to power on COVID-19. Like, you know, like, actually do your job. So he was awarded a $1 million Israeli prize Monday for his leadership on HIV research and AIDS relief and his advocacy of COVID-19 vaccines and for steadfastly defending science. That's all we got to do? We just got to defend science and we can get some money? I'm like, man, I'm ready to put on some boxing gloves for some science right about now. I was like, wait, what? He got $1 million. $1 million. Yeah. That's kind of funny. I guess it's good to be who he is. Like, you got $1 million for doing your job like you're supposed to. But hey, all right. That was cool, I guess. Now, what was funny to me was there's a study. Harvard. If you're a Harvard man, you'll appreciate this. Did I say that right? Let me see. If you're a Harvard man, you will appreciate this. They in the study, they said reparations for slavery could have reduced COVID-19 transmission and deaths in the black community. They said COVID-19 is disproportionately sickening and killing black Americans, and it's the result of centuries of structural racism. I'm like, okay, so if you want to help a brother and a sister out, maybe you want to throw some in their reparations? And then you can solve the problem of structural racism, disproportionately sickening and killing black Americans like myself. I'm guessing I can get an amen. Can I get an amen? Anybody else wanna throw the thumbs up for that? I see Miss T to you boo got the pinky up for it. Oh, and then they say we're gonna have more Rachel Dolezal. No, I'm just saying she ain't got no job anyway, so it don't matter. I'm just saying. What we talking about here, they're saying that, yeah. And this is from Harvard. Yeah. But it's definitely going to be some people claiming. Yeah. But I'm not worrying about anybody else. See, y'all got the wrong focus. See, we always had the wrong focus. You're worried about who else? No, I ain't worried about nobody else. You need to be worrying about you. You should be worrying about you. If somebody else can claim it and get some, I mean, it's like there's a lot of folks who are 1/98% Native American and they get benefits. We know it's fugazi, but you say Native Americans get benefits. At the end of the day, I want my reparation. I don't care who else gets the reparation. Me and mine get our reparations. If down there there's a overabundance of black folks who now want to claim their blackness. Okay. I don't care. Did it show up in my checking account? That's what I care about. See, we got to stop worrying about what somebody else is getting and just get yours. If you got yours, then you know what? Let that be. They said that's how they could have reduce COVID, then I would say let's introduce a bill to, damn it, help reduce COVID right now and any other future variants of COVID. Because we got D6, we got the Confederate flag flu, we got the Kung flu, we've got the redneck flu, we've got the Corona. The Corona, what is it? The Jim Crow Corona. So we've got all of these. So we get these money, and more than likely, we won't be quite as susceptible to being sick. I mean, to me, it's a win-win. To me, it's a win-win. Just a thought. Yeah. If that stuff's important to you. Anyway, I'm going to go into Groundhog Day.
That shit happened again? Oh, hell no.
All right. Exhibit B. My thoughts about Valentine's Day. So, in L.A., the Los Angeles Police Department members had circulated an image of George Floyd with the phrase, "You take my breath away." Yep. There was an image allegedly authored by a department employee from the police, and it was in a Valentine's Day format. "You take my breath away." Because LAPD, who are some of the originators of some of this foolery as far as brutality towards people that look like me, it was a hilarious joke, right? That's funny because the murder of an innocent black man is funny. Yeah. You just take that in for a minute. Circulating around the department in a Valentine's Day card. Ha 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 ha. Man, you take my breath away. With a picture of George Floyd. Not even gonna guess what image it was. It doesn't really matter. But, yeah. Folks won't understand the outrage still. Still won't understand the outrage. It's crazy. You know, if that doesn't sober you up, nothing will. See, so when people ask the question, well, hey, you know, and we talk about redemption and rehabilitation and all that. So, some people believe that you can rehab that kind of attitude. I'm not one of them. I don't see it. Because to me, there's an intent. And when you can think, the murder of an individual is funny. That's my Valentine's Day. That's scum of the earth stuff right there. Not gonna get too much lower than that. All right. And on that note, I missed the F N word. This is another Smooth Drama production. If you want to continue to chat, we are in the Smooth Drama chat room at smoothdrama.com. Please come in, continue the conversation. Other than that, I'll catch y'all on the flip side. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth drama. Smooth.